On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The community of Stilfontein in the northwest, where illegal miners are trapped underground, has pleaded with government to rescue them. The residents say while they acknowledge the group is there for illegal activities, they believe the situation has turned into a humanitarian one. Dozens of volunteers have been going down the disused gold mine shaft, taking food and other items to the Zamazamas. Locals met with the police minister outside the shaft today.
We really support our government. We know that what is it that the illegal mining is doing to our country, to our people, to our future. We don't support that. But we also don't support that people must be left to starve. People must be killed because people must come and account to the action that they've done.
Minister Senzo Mtunu says the community needs to help them come up with a legal solution to the situation.
We need a much more quicker process because it is risky and dangerous for them to remain where they are for a longer period. Now, in order to achieve that, not only do we need the multiplicity of agencies here, as it is the case at the moment, including South African National Defence Force, but we need the community. We need their understanding. We need their cooperation, but we need their willingness.
The families of a couple that died at a guest house in the Eastern Cape say they are disappointed the judgment in the case has been delayed. Lynn Williams was in court and has the story.
The case against Corriedo businessman Kevin Pretorius was postponed in the city's Specialized Commercial Crimes Court earlier today because the magistrate was not ready to deliver judgment. The 47-year-old Pretorius faces a double murder charge after 25-year-old Jean Vosloo and his 28-year-old fiancée Mari Hoon died at the guesthouse in 2020. Toxicology reports confirmed that the newly engaged couple died from carbon monoxide poisoning, allegedly due to a gas leak from a geyser on the property. The geyser allegedly did not have a flue pipe to draw out poisonous gases. Lynn Williams, Kabeja.
And South African environmental justice activists have arrived in Baku in Azerbaijan, where the COP29 UN climate summit is underway. Thabo Sibeko from EarthLife Africa says they are there to make sure the world hears about the struggles of local communities.
We are here to make sure that the whole world get to understand that the livelihoods and the future of people of South Africa is at stake as a result of the fossil fuel extractive projects. We are also here to make sure that the Global North do finance the Global South.
Meanwhile, the South Durban Community Environmental Alliance held a climate change walk at a beach near Suncoast this morning. The group's Desmond Dessau says they handed over a memorandum to an official from the mayor's office. He wants world leaders and activists at COP29 to up the ante in their demands for climate action.
We say let's go for the economically programs, technical solutions that will keep the money in South Africa, create jobs that are healthy and do not harm the environment and all that. We are in a critical moment in history. This COP allows everybody an opportunity to turn the page on business as usual.
Durban 30 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg and Richards Bay 34.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas fielding first after India won the toss and are batting in the fourth T20 at the Wanderers. Bafana Bafana have beaten Uganda 2-0 in the AFCON qualifier in Kampala. And French fly half Matthew Jelabe has refused to sit on the bench against the All Blacks.